Next Sunday, we will have a Thanksgiving and dedication ceremony for 120 Chaminade.
在下个礼拜日在120步所密街，我们会有一个感恩奉献的礼。
So we hope that many of you will be able to come and observe that ceremony as well as tour the building.
希望我想邀请届时大家出席是下午两点半钟来到这个奉献礼，我们一起去感恩。
But even as we rejoice over this new building, we must admit there's a little bit of disappointment as well.
虽然我们会一起为到有120号所密街这个物业而去要感谢神，但我相信我们心底里面也都可能有少少的失望。
If you are new, we've been trying to get more space for ministries in Chinatown for a long time.
如果你是初初来到我们教会的时候，可能你不会知道我们有很多年我们都想在我们华埠的会址里面去增加有多一点的地方。
And when the South Cove Manor Nursing Home decided that they wanted to move to Quincy, God opened the door for an opportunity for us to buy that building.
当中华儿养院决定他们要搬去昆士市的时候，神开了这道门，让我们可以买到他本身的在唐人街的物业。
And so on the week of Easter of this year, when we took possession of that building.
在今年的复活节那个礼拜，我们就拿到这个120号所密街中华儿养院这个物业。
But a few weeks later, we also learned that the Roman Catholic Church right next door was going to be put on the market as well.
咁过咗几个礼拜之后，我哋都得知道喺中华儿养院隔篱嗰个嘅天主教嘅圣三一教会，佢哋都准备出卖。
Now the nursing home has a lot of small rooms, but doesn't have a large place for worship.
我哋知道中华儿养院入边有好多细嘅班房，有好多嘅房间，但系冇一个好大嘅我哋可以敬拜嘅地方。
The Roman Catholic Church has a large worship space, but it doesn't have any small rooms for like Sunday school.
咁而隔篱嘅天主教嘅教堂，佢有一个好大嘅礼堂，但系佢就缺乏啲细嘅房间。
So it seems like buying the two, since they're right next door to each other, would be a good thing.
咁而我哋就會諗如果兩個物業都買咗嘅時候，而佢哋喺正隔離，咁就係一個最完全嘅配合啦。
So the leaders of the church prayed and they felt God was leading us to make a bid on the Catholic Church.
所以教會嘅領袖經過一番嘅禱告之後，佢哋感覺到神帶領教會去投標呢一個聖三一堂。
And we asked everyone to pray.
我哋都叫到每一个会众都为呢件事去祷告。
Because we also recognize that there are other people, developers, who would want to buy the Catholic Church and make it into condominium.
因为都知道有其他嘅承建商、建筑商，佢哋都想买咗呢间教会，跟住将佢转做住宅。
And so we saw that in that area there are lots of new buildings that are going up.
我亦都見到喺嗰一頭嗰個地區附近都有好多新嘅建築物喺度起緊。
So we even told people if we can get this building, it will be a miracle.
我亦都同會眾講，如果我哋可以投標買到呢一間教會嘅時候，這個就真係一個神蹟。
But we ask people to pray for a miracle.
我亦都叫會眾去為呢一個神蹟去禱告。
We organize a prayer walk.
我哋有步行祈禱。
We had prayer bookmarks to remind people to pray.
我哋有整書籤去提醒會眾去為呢件事祈禱。
But then in August of this year, we learned that the owners wanted to sell it to a developer.
咁而喺今年嘅八月，我哋得知道呢个教会佢希望系卖咗俾另外一个嘅承建商。
And so I think many of us were very disappointed.
我哋有多人都好失望。
And I think it also puts a lot of questions in our minds about prayer.
令到我哋都开始去谂一个有好多问题系关于祷告嘅问题。
Because we thought that, well, if we prayed and all of us prayed, then God should give us this Catholic Church.
因为我哋谂我哋有咁多人祈祷，我哋咁用心嘅去祈祷，神应该会俾咗呢个罗马教呢、这个天主教嘅教堂俾我哋啦。
And so we have questions like, where is God? Doesn't he answer prayer? Doesn't he care about us?
我们会问, 啊, 竟神在哪里呢? 竟他会不会不答祈祷呢? 竟他关不关心我们呢?
And maybe these kind of questions also came up in your own personal experiences as well.
可能在你自己个人的生命里面,你都有问过这些问题。
Maybe you've had a loved one who was very sick.
可能你有一个你的亲人, 他, 患了病。
And you prayed and you prayed and you prayed.
你不断地为他的病去祈祷。
But in the end, this person passed away.
可能到最后, 这个人都离开这个世界。
And you wonder, what was the use of praying?
那你就想, 究竟我祈祷有什么用呢?
I mean, the person still died.
那个人到最终都死了。
Or maybe you have a son and daughter who wanted to get into a good school, good college.
可能你有仔或者有女力, 他们希望入到一间好的大学。
And so you're trying to teach your son or daughter also about prayer.
那你就去教他们, 祷告的功课。
And they did their very best and they prayed, but in the end, they were rejected by that school.
而他们都很用心地去祈祷, 但到最后, 都间学校都不收他。
Or perhaps you applied for a job.
或者可能你去见工,
and the job seemed perfect.
你觉得那份工是最完全的了,
but you prayed that you would be able to get this job.
你都去求神希望俾你攞到呢一份工。
But again, maybe that job was given to someone else.
但有可能那份工都俾咗第二啲人。
And so even in our personal experiences, these kinds of disappointments cause us to wonder about the effectiveness of prayer.
在我们个人生命里面有多这些事,这些失望,会令到我们去怀疑究竟祷告是有没有功效的呢?
Perhaps we think about a verse like John chapter 14, verse 13.
可能我们会想到, 一些经文,好像约翰福音14章13节。
Jesus said, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. And you may ask me anything in my name, and I will do it."
在这里,约翰讲到,耶稣讲到,你们奉我的名,无论求什么,我必成就,因父,叫父因儿子得荣耀,你们若奉我的名求什么,我必成就。
Now that verse sounds like, well, as long as we pray in Jesus' name, then God will give us whatever we ask.
这段经文好像讲到话,只要我们奉耶稣基督的名去求,上帝就会答我们的祈祷。
And so a lot of us think that as long as we put at the end of our prayer in Jesus' name, then God will give it to us.
那有些人就想,只要我们的祈祷到最后我们说奉耶稣名求,那接着天父就会允许我们的祈祷。
But we misunderstand thinking that if we just say these words at the end, God will do it.
我们可能会以为真的我们说奉耶稣名求,神就会去做。
But when we pray in Jesus' name, we're really saying, this is the way Jesus would pray if he was praying.
当我们说奉耶稣名求的时候,其实是讲到,我们刚才这样的祷告,就是,如当耶稣他自己真的祷告的时候,他会是用,他会这样去祈祷。
And so, again, a lot of us may misunderstand a lot about prayer.
我们可能对于祷告有很多不对的概念。
And this morning I want to share with you some ideas and thoughts about prayer from God's Word.
而今天我想藉着神的经文去跟大家去分享一下关于祷告这个问题。
And really the key idea is how do we see God?
而其实最主要的就是我们觉得神是怎样呢?
See, some of us see God as like Santa Claus.
有些人觉得神好像圣诞老人一样。
Now we know that as Christmas approaches, many of the department stores will have Santa Claus at their store.
我们知道临圣诞节临近,有很多的商店,他们会有个圣诞老人在这个店铺里面。
And many of the parents will bring their children to the store.
有很多家长就会带他的小朋友去到这个店铺。
And they will line up to sit on Santa Claus' lap.
可能他们会排队, 去希望可以坐到在圣诞老人的膝头那样。
And so these children, Santa Claus will ask them, well, what do you want for Christmas?
那圣诞老人就会问, 啊, 竟你圣诞节想要些什么?
And these children will reply and give a long list of toys and things that they want.
而这些小朋友就会答, 就会说, 我想要这些玩具, 这些东西。
And the parents obviously are taking notes as well.
當然家長在後面就寫下了。
So a lot of us think about God as just someone we just bring our list of all our needs and that God will, you know, provide it for us.
所以可能當中我們都有人會覺得神好像聖誕，或者讓我們去到神的面前，給一個項目，一些東西告訴他，我需要什麼，需要什麼，那而神就會答我們，就會給我們。
But rather than seeing God like Santa Claus, we need to see God like a Heavenly Father.
但我們是應該看我們的神是他是我們的天父。
Now, as a heavenly father, the heavenly part implies that he is God.
當我們說他是我們天父的時候，我們說他就是我們的神。
He is all powerful.
他是全能的神。
He can do anything.
他任何事都做到。
But the father part talks about the relationship and the love.
而我們說他是父親的時候，就是講到他跟我們有這個愛的關係。
And so, as a heavenly father, he is going to provide for us and take care of us.
而作為我們的天父，他會去供應給我們，會照顧我們。
And he's not a Santa Claus who's just there to give you what you want.
他不是聖誕老人，只是給你你需要的東西。
And so, as a heavenly father, he wants to do what's best for us.
而作為我們的天父，他想將最好的給我們。
And one of the main ideas I want to share is that God always answers prayer.
而我想大家知道的就是神是一定會答禱告的。
And we sort of think that, well, look, he didn't answer our prayer regarding the Catholic Church that we wanted to buy.
可能我們會想，不是啊，神對於我們去為了這個買到這個教會，這個天主教教堂這件事，他都沒有答我們的祈禱。
But God may answer us in a different way.
但神可能用一個不同的方法去答我們。
And so I want to draw your attention to a chart that's in your program.
所以我想大家看看你的周刊裡面有一個表。
And in some sense, this is sort of the outline for my sermon.
這個就是今天我講到的大綱。
And you see that the main idea is that God always answers prayer.
所以你見到的大前提就是神一定會答禱告。
But and there are four different ways that God could answer our prayers.
而神可以用四個不同的方法去答我們的禱告。
The first that he could say yes to our request.
首先第一可能他會說好，他會叫我們去前進。
Or he could say no to our request.
他也可以跟我們說不可以，叫我們不可以前進。
Or he could say wait, this is not the right time.
可能他會叫我們去等，說現在時間不對。
Or he may say, no, you need to grow up in a certain way first.
而或者他可能跟我們說，你首先要去成長。
And so we want to look at these four options that God has to answer our prayers.
首先，我們就想看看這四個不同的答案。
And then we will concentrate even more on the part that we need to grow in.
而我們接著就會專注在第四個答案，就是我們首先要成長。
Because in some sense, the other three are things that we just need to accept from God.
因為頭嗰三個只係我哋要去接受。
But in terms of changing, growing, then there's something that we need to do.
而講到話我哋要去改變，要去成長，係我哋要去做一啲嘢。
And so first, God obviously could say yes to our request.
咁當然神係可以答應我哋嘅祈禱，俾我哋繼續向去前進。
Matthew 7 verses 9 through 11 says, which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, he will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
正如在馬太福音第七章九至十一節這樣說，他說你們中間誰有兒子求餅，反給他蛇頭呢？求魚，反給他蛇呢？你們雖然不好，尚且知道拿好東西給兒女，何況你們天上的父，豈不更把好東西給求他的人麼？Now
all of us have had earthly fathers.
我們每一個人都有爸爸。And
some of them were good providers and some were not so good providers.
有些是會經常供應給我們的，有些可能不是那麼好的父親。
And Jesus says, acknowledges that generally fathers will provide for their children.
耶稣说在正常的情况之下父亲是会供应给他的儿女。
And these earthly fathers are human beings, they are sinful, and yet generally they will provide for their children.
他说我们在地上的父亲他们不是完全可能他们都会犯罪但是他都会供应给他的儿女。
How much more is our heavenly father going to provide for us?
他说更何况我们天上的父他会更加供应给我们。
That is, God wants to give us good things.
这个就是讲到神他想将最好的给我们。
He wants to take care of his children.
他想去照顾他的儿女。
And it's not that prayer is trying to persuade a reluctant God.
而我们去祈祷不是说我们去说服一个不愿意去照顾我们的神。
Because our heavenly father has a real heart for us.
但因为我们的天父他是对我们是有很大爱心。
And so, God wants to answer our prayers.
神是很想去答我们的祈祷。
If there are good things for us.
尤其是当答我们的时候是会对我们好的。
I remember learning about this early in my ministry at this church.
我记得我初初出来传道在这个教会传道的时候学到这件事。
Mrs. Zhang was one of the founders of the church here.
这个庄太太是我们其中一个的创办人。
And she is actually mentioned in Pastor Tan, the founder's book.
而谭牧师那本书里面都有提及到这个创办人。
Because Pastor Tan tells a story about how the church was so poor at that time, they couldn't even afford to pay him.
谭牧师在那本书讲到说教会是穷到一个地步都不可以 出粮给谭牧师。
And so his cupboard was bare and he didn't know where, how he could provide food for his children.
而他家没东西吃他都不知道究竟他可以给什么他的子女去吃。
And so what he did was that he prayed.
那而谭牧师就祈祷。
And all of a sudden, a sack of rice appeared at his doorstep.
突然间喺佢屋企门口就有一包米。
And he didn't know where it came from.
佢唔知边个俾佢嘅。
He just knew that as he prayed, God provided this sack of rice.
佢就知道当佢祷告嘅时候，神就俾咗一包米俾佢。
Many years later, he found out it was Mrs. Zhang.
几年之后，谭牧师就知道原来呢个系呢个庄太太俾佢嘅。
And I remember that early in my ministry, Mrs. Zhang had a brain tumor.
我记得初初出嚟传道嘅时候，呢庄太太佢有脑癌。
I was good friends with her daughter, and so she was really scared because they said this is like a 10-hour operation.
咁而我同庄太太个女系好朋友嚟嘅，咁而庄太太要做一个十个钟头长嘅手术。
And her survival, the ability to survive was very low.
而佢可以生存嘅百分比系比较低。
And so we just all just prayed as much as we could.
我哋就不住嘅为庄太太去祈祷。
And God answered our prayers.
而神答我哋嘅祈祷。
She survived.
佢佢生存到。
And yes, she was sort of paralyzed on one side of her face.
咁当然佢有半边面系瘫痪咗。
But she was able to live for perhaps another 20 years.
但系佢可以活多二十年。
And so I learned that as we cry out to God, God listens to us.
所以我去学习到，当我哋真系去向神呼求嘅时候，神系会听我哋嘅。
We learned this also when we acquired 120 Shamit.
而当我哋去购买索麦加120号索麦加嘅时候，我哋都学到呢个功课。
Again, if you know in that area, there's a lot of construction going on.
我哋都知道喺嗰个地区里边有好多嘅建筑工程进行紧。
And so we prayed that God would be able to that the owners of the nursing home would sell it to us.
所以我哋都求神俾怡养院嗰个嘅拥有怡养院嗰个人，佢会即系愿意将怡养院卖俾我哋。
I remember even Pastor Fung calling in from Singapore to find out, you know, what was the final decision.
我都记得冯牧师佢喺新加坡都打电话翻嚟，去想知道究竟个决定系乜嘢。
And the reason why we're celebrating this new building next week is because many of you prayed.
而我哋下礼拜去庆祝呢一个神俾我哋呢一个新嘅建筑物，系因为我哋 很多人都有为这件事去祈祷。
And so we see here another example of how God answers our prayer.
我们所以在这里都看到神怎样去答我们的祷告。
But we also know that God can say no sometimes.
我们都知道神有时都可以说不给我们。
Because our God is a loving Heavenly Father.
因为我们知道我们的神是一个爱我们的天父。
He knows what is best for us.
他知道什么是对我们最好。
He doesn't always give, say yes to every request that we have.
他不会说我们求的每一样东西都会给我们。
Because he recognizes that sometimes those things that we ask for may not be the best thing for us.
因为他知道有时我们求的东西，我们想要的东西，未必是对我们最好。
When my children were young, sometimes my wife would go to visit her mother in New York.
当我啲细路系仲细嘅时候，我太太会带埋啲细路就去探佢嘅爸爸妈妈。
And I was left at home to take care of my two children.
我太太去自己探佢爸爸妈妈，于是我就喺屋企要照顾我两个细路。
And so one of my responsibilities in taking care of my children is to provide dinner for them.
咁而其中一个职责就系要俾饭佢哋食啦。
And so my children, I would ask my children, what do you want for dinner?
咁我就会问我啲细路，你想食乜嘢啊？
And so one of them would say, well, I want ice cream for dinner.
有一个人就话，我想食雪糕。
And someone else, the other one would say, oh, I want candy bars for dinner.
你话，我想食糖，想食朱古力。
And so, as a good father, what should I do?
咁而我作为佢哋嘅好父亲，我应该点样做咧？
Do I give them what they want?
我会唔会俾佢哋想要嘅嘢俾佢哋咧？
Or do I give them what's best for them?
定系我会俾一啲我觉得系啱佢哋嘅嘢。
Of course, as a good father, I would say, no, we can't have ice cream for dinner, but we should have some healthier food.
咁当然啦，作为佢嘅好父亲，我就会话你唔可以食雪糕当系晚餐，你要食一啲健康啲嘅嘢。
And so sometimes God may say no to our request.
所以有时天父会对于我哋所求嘅，佢会话唔可以。
Because sometimes those things are not good for us, or He has something better in mind.
因为可能我哋所求嘅嘢对于系唔好嘅对我哋，或者神有更加好嘅嘢想俾我哋。
I learned that personally when I was applying for colleges.
当我去报大学嘅时候，我学到呢个功课。
I grew up in Cambridge and I wanted to be an engineer.
我喺 Cambridge 市嗰度长大，我希望成为一个工程师。
And so it was natural that I would want to go to MIT.
咁当然我就会想去麻省理工大学嗰度读啦。
Because I could live at home and we could save all this money.
因为我可以住喺屋企，咁我又可以悭好多嘅钱。
And so it was such a good school.
而麻省理工系一间好好嘅大学。
But so I applied and I prayed.
咁我就去报咗，跟住我亦都祈祷。
But one day I got a rejection letter from MIT.
咁但系有一日我终于收到一封信，就系拒绝咗。
And I was very disappointed.
咁我就好失望。
And I just couldn't figure out why would God not answer my prayers.
我唔知道点解神唔答我嘅祈祷。
I ended up going to New York University.
咁我就结果去咗纽约大学。
And now as I look back.I can see what God was doing.
当我望翻转头嘅时候，我睇到神究竟做咗啲乜嘢。
Because during those years in college in New York University, I grew a lot spiritually.
因为当我喺纽约大学读书嗰几年里边，我属灵生命有好大嘅成长。
And it was during those years that I gave my life, said, God, whatever you want me to do, I'm willing to do.
就系喺我大学读书嗰几年里边，我将我生命献俾神，我同神讲，你想我做乜嘢，我就会跟随。
And so without that kind of dedication, I wouldn't be a pastor today.
如果冇当时嘅嗰种嘅委身嘅时候，我今日都唔会成为牧师。
But yet, when I went to NYU, I was very unhappy.
但系当我去初初去纽约大学读书嘅时候，我好唔开心。
I was very disappointed, and I wanted to transfer up.
我嗰阵时好失望，我亦都想转校。
But now, as I look back years later, I can see what God was trying to do.
但而家当我望翻转头嘅时候，我就睇到神佢系有咁嘅安排。
He didn't answer. He didn't say yes to my first request of going to MIT.
佢冇俾我去到麻省理工大学嗰度读。
He had something better in mind for me to go to New York University.
佢 俾我去到紐約大學嗰度讀，因為佢有更加好嘅嘢為我安排。
Because during those years again at New York University, he provided an environment where I was able to grow spiritually.
因為當我喺紐約大學讀書嘅時候，俾我有一個環境，我可以喺屬靈裏邊有好大嘅成長。
And as a bonus, I met my future wife in New York as well.
而更加好嘅就係我遇到我將來嘅太太。
So sometimes God will say no.
所以神有時會話唔可以。
Because he has something better in
mind.
Now the third way that he can answer our prayers is sometimes he wants us to wait.
而第三個神答我們的禱告的方法就是他想我們去等。
And usually it has to do with timing.
有很多時候是跟時機和時間有關。
God wants to give us this thing, but it's not the right time.
可能神想俾我哋有呢样嘢，但系而家唔系最好嘅时间。
And sometimes this is the hardest answer of all to accept.
有阵时呢一个系令到我哋最难接受嘅答案。
Because we want instant results.
因为我哋想要有即刻嘅答案。
We want to pray for something and God answers it tomorrow.
因为我哋想我哋今日祈祷，听日神就答我哋。
And if He doesn't, we get discouraged.
如果当神咁样做嘅时候，我哋就会感到失望。
And I guess the classic example of this in the Bible is Abraham.
我相信喺聖經裏邊一個最好嘅例子就係亞伯拉罕。
And in some sense, he's a positive example and a negative example.
佢係一個正面嘅例子，都係一個反面嘅例子。
We know that God promised to Abraham that he would have a son.
我哋知道神答應亞伯拉罕佢會有一個兒子。
And at that point, he was already 75 years old.
但是那时他已经75岁了。
And so he waited and waited.
所以他等啊，又等啊。
But God didn't seem to answer.
但神好像没有答到他的祈祷，没有答到他的祈祷。
And he even took a servant girl, Hagar, thinking that somehow she would be the surrogate mother.
而他后来也找了哈该帮他去生了一个仔。
And it wasn't until Abraham was 100 years old that God provided that son.
咁而係直至到亞伯拉罕係一百歲嘅時候，神先至俾咗一個佢嘅兒子俾佢。
And so he had to wait 25 years for God to fulfill His promise.
佢等咗25年先等到神去答佢嘅祈禱。
And God wanted him to wait.
神想佢等。
And I again was taught this lesson early in my Christian life.
而我亦都喺我初初作為信徒嘅時候學到呢一個功課。
I was the first person in my family to be a Christian.
我係喺屋企裏邊第一個成為基督徒嘅人。
And so I wanted the rest of my family also to become Christian.
所以我都想我屋企裏邊其他嘅人都認識主耶穌。
But the hardest was for my parents to become Christian.
最難咧就係要我嘅父母成為基督徒。
Because they were brought up traditional Toisan type of religion.
因為佢哋係由細到大都係信一啲同台山有關嘅一啲嘅宗教。
And certainly I was not able to communicate to them by Toisan some of the spiritual words that were needed to share the gospel with them.
而當然我亦都唔可以講台山話，所以都唔係可以清楚嘅同佢哋分享到。
And so all I could do really was to pray for them.
我唯一可以做嘅就係為佢哋祈禱。
And I prayed for them every day.
我每日都為佢哋祈禱。
And there were some times that I was very discouraged.
有時我會好失望。
There were times I didn't see any progress.
我覺得好似冇進展。
In fact, sometimes I thought they were going the other way and getting further and further away from God.
有時我反而覺得佢哋好似同神越嚟越遠。
And during that time, I was hearing God telling me or sensing from God that He wanted me to go to seminary.
咁而亦都喺嗰段時間，我感覺到神想我去神學院度讀神學。
But I knew that as I discussed it with my parents, they're very much against my going to seminary.
當我同我屋企同我爸爸媽媽傾嘅時候，佢哋係好反對。
They thought it was very foolish of me to, you know, as an engineer, to be able to just give up that career and go to seminary.
佢覺得我去去做工程師而去讀神學係一個好錯誤嘅決定。
And so I was wondering, maybe I shouldn't go to seminary.
所以我就諗啊，可能我唔應該去讀神學。
And yet God kept saying, I want you to go to seminary.
但係神繼續去同我講，我想你去讀神學。
And so finally, when I went to decided to go, I was really worried about my parents.
咁當我決定咗真係去嘅時候，我好擔心我屋企人唔知會點樣。
Because I thought, no, they'll never become Christian now.
因為我就會諗啊，咁佢哋以後一定唔會成為基督徒咯。
But to my surprise, when I was in seminary, they became Christians.
但係當我喺神學院讀書嘅時候，我父母成為咗基督徒。
And you know, it was through the ministry of some people in this church that they reached out to them and they became Christian.
而係教會裏邊有啲弟兄姊妹去到同佢哋去傳同我父母傳福音嘅時候，咁佢就相信咗成為咗基督徒。
Now, why didn't God answer my prayers earlier?
神點解唔答我之前嘅祈禱咧？
Because it wasn't the right time.
因為時間未啱。
He wanted to show to me that I needed to obey him first, and then he'll take care of these other things.
因為神想我學到，當我去遵行佢要我做嘅嘢嘅時候，神係會照顧曬其他嘅嘢。
And so sometimes God will answer our prayers by saying wait.
所以神會答我哋祈禱，但佢會係叫我哋等。
In the fourth way, that God can answer our prayers is that we need to grow.
而第四個方法神會答我哋嘅祈禱就係佢要我哋首先要成長。
That again, God is our heavenly Father.
神係我哋嘅天父。
And His desire is to raise up godly children.
而佢係希望我哋成為佢屬靈嘅兒女。
It's not just to make us happy.
唔係淨係想我哋開心。
It's not to give us whatever we want.
唔係淨係話我哋想要乜嘢就俾咩我哋。
And so there are times He wants us.To grow.
有很多時候，佢想我哋去成長。
And so, in your chart, you can see that there are five different ways in which we are needed to grow.
咁而喺呢個表度，你見到有五方面我哋係需要成長嘅地方。
And so, there could be others, but let me just quickly give you these five.
等我可以同你講下有邊五樣嘢。
The first is prayerlessness.
第一樣嘢就係我哋缺乏禱告。
That we don't pray.
我哋唔去禱告。
And so God wants us to grow in terms of prayer.
所以神想我哋係多啲嘅祈禱。
James 4:2 says, "You do not have because you do not ask."
雅各書四章第二節佢話：你們得不著，是因為你們不求。
And so sometimes the problem is that we just don't pray enough.
有時我哋嘅問題就係我哋都唔夠去祈禱。
And as I mentioned to you, that I prayed for my parents' salvation every day.
正如頭先同你講，我每一日都為我父母嘅得救去祈禱。
And it was 10 years later that they became Christian.
係十年之後佢先至成為基督徒。
Now I have a lot of people who ask me, "Oh, I want my family become Christian."
有多人嚟同我講，我都想我父母成為基督徒。
And I say, well, do you pray for them?
我問你有冇為佢哋祈禱啊？
And I say, oh yeah, I pray for them.
你有啊，我有啊。
And when was the last you prayed for them?
咁我問你最上一次係幾時為佢哋祈禱啊？
You say, oh, a couple of months ago.
佢話可能幾個月之前啊。
And I said, maybe that's the problem.
佢話咁我就話可能呢一個就係個問題。
Maybe you need to begin to pray for them every single day.
可能你需要每一日去為佢哋祈禱。
Because God wants us to come to Him in prayer.
因為神想我哋去到佢面前去祈禱。
The second problem sometimes could be sin.
第二個問題就係可能我哋有罪。
And maybe you could just read Isaiah 59.
Okay. 以賽亞書五十九章一到二節呢度咁樣講，佢耶和華的膀臂並非縮短，不能拯救；耳朵並非發沉，不能聽見。但你們的罪孽使你們與神隔絕，你們的罪惡使他掩面不聽你們。
And so a lot of times if God doesn't seem to answer our prayers, we think something's wrong with God.
有時我哋覺得神唔聽我哋嘅禱告，我哋話係咪神有問題咧？
Maybe is his power, he lost his power.
可能神已經冇咗佢嘅能力。
Maybe he doesn't hear very well.
可能佢聽覺有少少問題。
But the problem is not with God.
但係個問題唔喺神嗰方面。
The problem is with us.
可能好多時候個問題喺我哋身上。
And a lot of times it could be our sin that is preventing God to answer our prayers in a positive way.
可能係我哋嘅罪令到神唔會去答我哋嘅祈禱。
And so again, we could see it in our own families.
我哋都喺我哋嘅屋企裏邊都睇到。
That if my children are acting badly, then I do not want to you know, give them what they want.
有時如果我啲細路曳嘅時候，我都唔想俾佢哋想要嘅嘢。
Because they're under discipline.
因為佢哋需要去去俾人哋管教。
And so we need to examine ourselves to make sure that we are not, there's not some sin that is preventing God from blessing us with His answer.
所以我哋自己都要省察，究竟係咪因為我哋有啲罪去阻隔到神去答我哋嘅祈禱。
A third problem sometimes for us could be selfishness.
第三個可能關於我哋嘅問題就係我哋自私。雅各書四章三節，佢話：你們求也得不著，是因為你們妄求，要浪費在你們的宴樂中。
And so this talks about our motives.
呢度講到我哋嘅動機。
Because sometimes our motives are very selfish.
因為有時我哋係有自私嘅動機。
If we want to apply for a job and we want to get that job, we have to ask ourselves, what is our motive?
可能我哋好想，我哋想建工，好想攞到一份工嘅時候，我哋去諗緊我哋嘅動機係乜嘢
？Is it to provide for my family, or is it to get more and more things for myself？
係我因為想要供應我屋企人啦，定係我只係想揾多啲錢去買多啲嘢
？And so a lot of times the things that we ask of God is just plain selfishness.
有時有好多我哋求神嘅嘢，可能係出於我哋自己嘅自私嘅動機。
A fourth problem is could be a lack of faith.
第四個問題可能係我哋唔夠信心。
If you read James.
喺雅各書第一章五至六節，佢話：你們中間若有缺少智慧的，應當求那厚賜與眾人也不斥責人的神，主就必賜給他。只要憑著信心求，一點不懷疑。因為那懷疑的人就像海中的波浪，被風吹動翻騰。
So what these verses tell us is that when we pray to God, we need to pray with faith.
所以呢個經文話俾我聽，我哋向神求嘅時候，我哋要有信心嘅去求。
Not that He will do it, unless we hear God promising it to us, but He can do it.
唔係話神一定會去做，因為除非我哋真係聽到神好肯定嘅答我哋話佢一定會去做，但我哋要知道神係可以去做。
We need to understand that God can do the impossible.
我哋要明白神係可以做一啲唔可能嘅事。
There's a story about how in the Midwest there was a severe drought.
呢度講到一個故事，喺中部美國中部有一個旱災。
And there was all the crops were dying because there was no rain.
佢哋啲農作物都死啦，因為冇雨。
And so finally the church said we're going to have a prayer meeting and pray for rain.
咁而教會就話不如我哋去有一個祈禱會，我哋去求神降雨啦。
And so as all the people gathered into the church to pray, the pastor said this.
咁當會眾嚟到教會裏邊去祈禱嘅時候，牧師講呢一樣嘢。
He said, "I only see one person who has faith."
我只係見到有一個人有信心。
And that's that little girl who has the umbrella.
就係帶住把遮嚟祈禱嗰個女仔。
And so we need to be like that little girl.Who has faith?
我哋就要好似嗰個女仔咁樣，我哋要有信心。
Because sometimes we pray and we don't think God will answer.
因為有時我哋祈禱嘅時候，我哋都會諗神都未必會答嘅。
We need to pray with faith.
我哋要有信心嘅去求。
And then the last thing is conflict.
最後一樣嘢就係可能我哋生命裏邊同其他人有衝突。
If you could read the 1 Peter 3, verse 7.
喺彼得前書第三章第七節咁樣話。佢話：你們作丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你軟弱，與你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，這樣叫你們的禱告沒有阻隔。
This verse tells us that sometimes God doesn't answer our prayers because, especially for husbands, if they don't treat their wife in the right way, God will not answer their prayer.
喺呢個經文裏邊講到，尤其是對於丈夫，佢話神會去答丈夫嘅禱告，可能係因為佢同妻子之間係有啲嘢衝突。
It says here that the wife is the weaker vessel.
呢度講到話，妻子係一個軟弱嘅器皿。
You might say, sort of say, they are more delicate.
你可以話因為佢哋係比較脆弱。
And this vessel is God wants us to treat our wives with respect.
神要我哋去尊重、去敬重我哋嘅妻子。
And so, if we're not treating our wife with respect, then God says, I'm not going to answer your prayers.
所以, 当丈夫不去尊重、不去敬重他的妻子的时候，神是不会答他的祈祷。
And so these are some of the ways that God may want us to grow as Christians.
所以, 刚才那五样东西就是可能其中一些神要我们去成长的地方。
And so I would suggest that if you go home and examine your prayers and look at this chart.
我提议大家回家去想想你的祷告生命，去望着这个表。
And always believe that God always answers prayer.
坚定的相信神是一定会答祷告。
I know that cell phones are a fairly new thing in our society.
我知道手提电话都是近这几十年的一个新的科技。
And suppose that, you know, when you bought your first cell phone.
想想你买了第一个手提电话
and you try it and it doesn't work.
你试之后哦，唔啱用喎，唔得喎。
And I think it would be foolish if the person says, "Well, cell phones don't work because look, I tried one and it doesn't work."
可能你会觉得如果个人话手提电话系唔啱用唔到嘅，而唔去用嘅时候，可能你都会觉得个人有少少愚昧。
No, I think all of us would probably say, no, cell phones work, but maybe in your particular case, you have to understand there was a problem.
可能我哋会话唔系啊，其实手提电话系用到噶，但系可能喺你嘅情况之下，你要去有一个特别嘅问题，你要去解决。
Maybe the cell phone is defective.
可能你的手提电话坏了。
Maybe you were out of range.
可能你那个没有网络。
But whatever it is, it's not the problem with the idea of cell phones.
也无论个问题是什么，不是个问题不是出在在一个手提电话这个概念里面。
And I hope you apply that to prayer.
我都希望大家用同一个方法看你的祷告。
Because maybe God didn't answer yes in that particular instance.
可能神没有答你那个特别的祈祷。
But that's not the problem with prayer.
但不是说祷告本身有问题。
It's not a problem with God.
不是说神有问题。
But the problem is perhaps with us.
可能个问题出在我们的身上。
Let's bow together in prayer.
我们同心祈祷。
Dear Lord, we give thanks for your teaching us about prayer through our attempt to buy the Catholic Church.
天父，多谢你给我们在准备去买这个罗马天主教堂的时候，给我们学到很多关于祷告的功课。
That perhaps this is a time that you are trying to teach us about prayer.
这个可能是你想去教导我们祷告功课的一个时间。
And so we pray for ourselves and our Hope Church.
所以我们为到我们自己个人，也都为到教会去祷告。
That we will learn the lessons that you want us to learn.
我们会学到神你自己想我们学的功课。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen.